can't compare it to anything else.
It comes down to passion and heart.
This is National Tournament Volleyball. After a thrilling finish in pool play, the Hastings College Bronco volleyball team has advanced to the round of 12 in the NAIA National Volleyball Tournament. It's single elimination, it's win or go home, and it's on your home for Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS. Now, live from the Tyson Event Center, let's take you out for the call of today's game. Here's GPAC Commissioner Corey Westra.
And welcome back to Sioux City and the NAIA National Volleyball Championship here on AM 1230 KHAS, and we are in quarterfinal Friday night volleyball. We have two matches before us here, the 5:45 session, and then the third and fourth quarterfinals are coming up at 8 o'clock tonight here at the Tyson Event Center. We're over on court one here for Bronco Volleyball, and it's a tall challenge tonight, but that's what happens when you get to this time of the tournament, as it will be the eighth-seeded Broncos taking on the number one team in the country, the Eagles of Concordia of Irvine, California. Welcome back. My name is Corey Westra, and we are going to enhance our broadcast a little bit tonight. We are adding an extra person online, and that is Jill Muhay, the head volleyball coach at Briarcliff University. And Jill is a native of California. She also spent 10 years on the professional beach tour, so she knows just a little bit about the sport of volleyball, and she is fittingly here tonight, I think, because we have the California team with Concordia. They are very, very good, Jill, and we were talking earlier today about this team, minus Brooke Moreno, the NAIA reigning National Player of the Year. She blew out an ankle, I believe, a couple of weeks ago. It was a practice injury, actually. It was a pretty bad one. She's been in a boot here all week. She's not going to play. There is no way. But besides that, we were looking through the Concordia roster, what they've done here. They're still very, very loaded on talent and have a ton of weapons.
Definitely. I mean, you watch them play a lot of times, and you wonder exactly where the hole is that the NAIA Player of the Year was left. There's just so many different weapons and so many different ways that they can attack you that it's a big challenge. But, you know, Hastings has been playing very well, and, you know, they're extraordinarily scrappy, and they've got some weapons of their own. So we'll see. It should be an interesting game.
Let's talk about Hastings and what you've seen out of the Broncos here so far at the national tournament. Having coached against the Broncos, you know about what they have. And, you know, are they doing what they've done all year long, and what are they maybe doing different here that you've seen so far over their matches?
You know, they're definitely doing what they've done all year long, which is, you know, just play really, really solid, fundamental volleyball. And the other thing they're really doing really well right now is they're scrapping really well. Their defense is really, really strong. And they've just got a really, really strong desire to win. I mean, and that's evidenced by the fact that they've been down in a couple of games, and they haven't given up, and they've come back and won in some incredible fashion. So it makes for some really exciting volleyball to watch.
We were talking, too, earlier today after the quarterfinal play-in match. They seem to have a pretty good stamina thing going right now, and, boy, they'd have to after last night getting through those play-in matches to even get to today. And then, you know, kind of down early against Lee in that first set. Didn't go overly well that first set, but they fought back so well in 2, 3, and 4, and I think they got stronger as the match went on today.
You know, I think you might be right. And, you know, you're definitely right from the standpoint of the fact that they really haven't taken the easiest road to get where they're at right now. You know, we were closing down the gym last night, I think at about 11:30 at night was when finally everything wrapped up. And then they were back here again at, you know, playing again at 10 o'clock in the morning. So that was a pretty quick turnaround. You know, but like you said, I mean, they may have come out a little bit sluggish in the beginning against Lee, but, you know, then things kicked in and they started, you know, they turned it around and then they ended up winning in four. So, you know, a lot of that, I think, too, yeah, you can contribute to, you know, to their strength and conditioning and the shape they're in, and, you know, it's definitely benefited them.
Number one versus number eight tonight. This is a national quarterfinal. The winner plays a national semifinal number one tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We'll talk more about the other matchups going on here tonight in the quarterfinal round as our pre-match show does continue here tonight on AM 1230 KHAS. But first, we're going to step aside for a one-minute timeout. When we come back, we're going to visit with Matt Buttermore, the first-year head coach of Hastings College. We caught up to Matt after the win against Lee earlier this morning, get his thoughts on the Lee win, and, of course, get his thoughts on playing Concordia of California tonight here in the national quarters. It's Matt Buttermore after the break in 1 minute on AM 1230 KHAS.
South Heartland District Health Department reminds you that flu shots save lives. Learn the difference between just having a cold and the dangers of having the flu. South Heartland District Health Department encourages you to get the flu shot and not the flu. You should also wash your hands often and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. If you're sick, stay home. Protect yourself, your family, and your community by getting the flu shot. Log on to southheartlandhealth.org. Serving Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties.
It's the same show, but a new name.
the Allen Superstore Open House on Sports, hosted by Tyson Havronik. Saturday mornings at 10, Tyson talks with our high school coaches about their teams, live from the sporting goods department at Allen Superstore. And this season, you're in on the action with the Ask the Coach segment, weekly Husker trivia for prizes and savings you'll only hear about on the show. The Allen Superstore Open House on Sports, Saturday mornings at 10 on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
Matt Buttermore joins me on the pre-match show as the Hastings Broncos prepare for national quarterfinal round volleyball against the number one team in the country, Concordia out of California. Matt, go back to this morning. Those cardiac kids are at it again, aren't they? I only got you a medium-sized drink from Starbucks there. You might have needed a little bit more, huh?
I'll probably need two more before the day's over, so we got to go back and do some scouting report. But I'm really proud. I'm still proud of these girls. I knew that first set would be rough, and I thought if we just kept it a little bit competitive, and we could work into the next one, and that's what happened. Gutted out some big swings there at the end of the game, too, and then the rest was, you saw the rest. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to Kendra Schween after the match, you know, there was that concern of being sluggish, and how couldn't there be? You know, they got back to the hotel late and out early this morning, but what was the difference? What started to happen in sets 2, 3, and 4 that started to turn the match?
Well, we started doing what we talked about defensively. Game one, we were totally off game plan. Part of that's just the fatigue, you know, and I knew it was going to take that first set. I was hoping we could maybe start slow and finish strong in that first set. We did okay, but not super strong. But we stuck with the game plan in the last three sets, and we were able to make some plays off of it. We also served them short a lot, which made it really hard for them to run their offense, even though they were passing okay with it. And that was kind of the difference.
We talked about Kirsten Nichols playing the pre-match show about how she's been a little down on herself, and she comes back with a nice double-digit kills match, and yeah. She was a force out there opposite Kendra.
Yeah, we knew we had to get some kills out of someone else tonight. We wanted to be more balanced. Kendra's getting kind of fatigued, so we knew we had to give it. We wanted to get it back to Zuha a little more, get just a couple more swings during the match, and give our kids that have been handling most of the offense a rest this game. And we knew we had to do that just to get some good swings offensively, because we knew they were going to key on our Kendra and Shanna.
The other player I wanted to talk about again was Zuha. She came up big in the end there and got some big kills down that back line. They're just kind of, they were all creeping up on you. So, you know, it's just nice that you're starting to get some termination from other places on the court.
Yeah, that's kind of her bread and butter shot, and we made a commitment to, we got to be able to win with five hitters out here, and that was really the difference in the match. And I'm sure it kind of gave their scouting report a little bit of fit, because I'm sure their report was number 10 and number 15 the whole match. So, we just kept them off balance that way.
All right, Concordia's on the docket tonight. Nation's number one team, national runner-up last year, minus Brooke Moreno, but I don't know if that really matters. They're playing very, very well. What do you know about Concordia Irvine?
Absolutely nothing other than they're undefeated. We haven't seen them play yet. We've been playing the same time they have. We're going to go watch some video here in the next couple hours and put a scouting report together and get after it. You know, it's a great opportunity for these girls to go out and play number one in the country. We deserve a shot at the title, and this afternoon we'll show it. So we're excited about the opportunity. We're going to get some rest and come back ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't ask for more than that opportunity. And this group is resilient. They're finding the way to win, and you couldn't ask for more in a tournament setting, because you got to face adversity when you are at a tournament, and they're doing that.
Yeah, it's not set up for teams that don't do well in pool play. It really puts you behind the eight ball. The top seeds have an easier road for sure. So the team's in shape. Florida's a great job with them during season and in the off season. It's just a tough group mentally out there. They really work hard throughout the match, throughout just even individual rallies.
Matt, thanks for the visit. Good luck tonight with Concordia. Have fun in the national quarterfinal round.
All right, thanks, Corey.
Matt Buttermore on the pre-match show. His comments after the win against Lee out of Tennessee this morning here at the Tyson Event Center, as the teams are starting to take the line and getting set for our quarterfinal matchup. This is quarterfinal number one, the Hastings Broncos against the California-based Concordia Irvine Eagles, the nation's number one team. Let's step aside for 30 seconds. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the opening serve. It's Hastings and Concordia, and it's right here at the National Volleyball Championship on AM 1230 KHAS.
We have beautiful seamless steel siding that, unlike vinyl siding, will last a lifetime. From Central Nebraska's best, Obermiller Seamless. If you're considering plastic or steel, Seamless Steel is a winner every time. Obermeller Seamless has beautified hundreds of homes with Teflon-coated seamless steel siding available in a rainbow of colors. Plus, all of Obermeller Seamless's products and installation are lifetime guaranteed. No one offers more. Call Obermeller Seamless for a free quote or go to obermellerseamless.com to beautify your home today.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City. Corey Westra along with Briar Cliff head volleyball coach Jill Muhay. And Jill, we're getting set here. The lineups are being introduced. The other matchup going on at this hour should be another dandy as well. It's Biola of California and Mid-America Nazarene University, who won the pool that Hastings was in with the 3-0 record and won rather handily again this morning. They are playing red hot right now, so that's the second quarterfinal. And then quarterfinals 3 and 4 are later tonight, Columbia and Viterbo and the University of Texas Brownsville and Oklahoma Baptist University. That is the eight that are left, and the Broncos are one of those eight. And say what you want about that, that's pretty fun to say, isn't it?
Definitely. It's really nice to have the GPAC represented in the final eight. That's really awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Broncos out there, you know, all tournament long, we've been talking about the play of Kendra Schween, and I just was looking up some tournament-only stats, and in the tournament itself, she's at 5.1 kills per set. So she has elevated her game even a little bit more from where she was at in the regular season at 4.3, and she just gets a tons of swings out there. And, you know, how does she keep doing it as a coach? You know, we keep talking about how, you know, she swings and swings and swings. How does that arm not fall off?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we played her in the regular season, and I wish I'd had the answer at that point in time, to be honest. But, you know, like you said, she's elevated her play, and she's performing better now against, you know, the top-level competition in the nation, which just says a lot for her as regards to an athlete and as being a competitor. You know, she's playing really well. She's just really solid, and, you know, like you said, she just seems to swing and find holes and just get the job done.
Well, we know that Brooke Moreno is not in the lineup, but they're still very talented as Concordia. Here's some names we're going to call tonight. Madison Ekis out of the middle. She's probably been touted as one of the top players in the tournament, I would say, coming into tonight's match. 3.22 kills per set. Faye Gao is the other outside. She's at about 2.5 kills per set. They have a couple of middles that are pretty solid as well. Rihanna Skelhas and La Mi, both around 1.5 kills a game. And then they run, well, you said both, a 5-1 and a 6-2. If they're winning, it's a 5-1. If they're not doing so well, which hasn't happened very often this year, it's a 6-2. Why do that?
You know, I think it's maybe just a matter of getting, you know, some rest in or some reps for your multiple setters or your multiple hitters. And again, you know, it's just depending on how you're feeling, you match up in regards to who you're playing. You know, if you need three hitters across the front row, then you're going to run that 6-2. You know, and to be honest, Corey, it looks like they're actually going to start in that 6-2 at the moment because they're starting, it looks like they're going to potentially start in that 6-2 right now. So we'll see what happens. Apparently they're viewing Hastings as a threat. They need three hitters across that front row.
Well, we'll see how that goes. The opening serve of the match is underway from the Broncos, and we are playing volleyball. And into the net early, an attack by Jessica Israel, one of their right side hitters, and a hitting error early on, and the Broncos are on the scoreboard. It is 1-0. The service here is Lindy Matthews. She opened the set, got the first point up on the board for the Broncos, and here's a serve taken by Ekis. Here's the set in the middle, the quick attack, and that's going to be Lamy with the kill and a side out to Concordia.
Yep, and here comes that 6-2 right now. So, yeah, they're definitely starting in that 6-2. So there'll be three hitters across the front row right now on all rotations. So that's a little interesting.
And that one setter that's in now in the back row is Janae Henderson, and she's going to serve as she rotates back. Pretty tall setter. She's a lefty. Here's the serve taken by Kinney. Quick set to the middle, and there is Shayna Shocker. And we didn't talk much about her in the pre-nat show, but Shayna Shocker's been playing well.
She really has. I mean, she brings a lot of heat when she hits the ball. She can hit the ball both directions, so she can cause problems for defenses, and she has been playing very well this tournament.
2-1 Broncos early on here, set number one tonight at the Tyson Event Center. That serve is going to be let go, and it just went out of bounds. So that's going to be a service error on the Broncos. It's 2-2. Dan Fisher is the head coach of the Concordia Eagles. He's in his second year. Last year, he inherited a team that ran all the way into the national finals and lost to Texas Brownsville. And they are back here this year as the number one seed. They did beat Brownsville in California about mid-October. Here's the service taken by Hastings. Bump to the back row, Kendra Schween. She's going to hit it into a triple block, and just not a lot on that ball from behind the spike line for Kendra. It's a point for Concordia, and they lead it 3-2. Back to serve is going to be Faye Gao, and Gao is going to step back. on the service line. Court one here of two courts tonight in the national quarterfinal round. Here's the serve by Gao. Serve is taken in the back row. Beardsley set on the outside. That's going to be Nickel, and Nickel will get the kill because the ball went into, or the block went into the net on the outside. Point Broncos, 3-3 ball game. 3-3 our score. Just getting going here tonight. Early on, Tyson Events Center, 33rd annual NAIA National Volleyball Championship. This winner plays in national semi number one tomorrow morning at 10. Gao takes the serve. Here's the set. It's on the outside. That's going to be a swing for Ekus. Dug and back over by the Broncos. Here's a down ball into the back row. Dug by Hastings and Jordan. Outside set. That's going to be for Schween, and Schween gets the kill. So good to see Kendra get a good arm swing there and a good start and a point, 4-3.
Yeah, it's really nice when you come into the front row as an outside hitter to get a nice solid swing on that ball and get that kill, that first swing. It's really good.
Broncos out there in their maroons tonight. Concordia playing in the whites with green numerals. Here's the serve by Hastings and Nickel. Set, back. That's going to be an attack off the right side for the Concordia Eagles with Skelhas. Dug back at the net. Shocker tried to hit it down, put up in the air, quick set. And that's going to be hit into the back row by Lamy, and it's out of bounds, and there was no touch, and that's a point for the Broncos.
This is a nice, strong rotation for the Broncos, too, so hopefully they can score a couple more points in this rotation. This is a strong one for them.
As a rotation that has Schween hitting in her comfort zone, and here is the set on the left side. That's going to be into the back row, and they let it go, and it was in. So that's going to be a kill off the left side for Madison Ekus, 3.22 kills per set for Ekus. Substitutions for the Eagles here as they will side out, and serving will be Mindy Knight. Mindy Knight, an outside hitter, a junior from Cathedral City, California. 5-4 a score. Service taken. Here's the set on the outside. Kendra Schween off the block, dug out of the back row by Gao. Here comes the set from Henderson, left side to Madison Ekus, and Ekus will put it away for a point. 5-3 lead is gone. It's now 5-5 in set number one, Hastings and Concordia, California. Service again will go with Mindy Knight. Steps up to the service line straight away. Here's the set from Beardsley on the outside. Kendra Schween up and off the block. Dug to the spike line. Here's a back set to Ekus, cross court. Right there is Carissa Kinney. Beardsley, back row set. That's going to go to Nickel, and Nickel was blocked up at the net, back down to the Broncos' side, and a point for Concordia, and they lead it 6-5. They put together a string of three.
Concordia's doing a good job of getting three blockers up on that back row attack, and there's just not a lot of room to swing at that point in time, so there's some big blocks that are up there.
Here's the serve, taken out of the back row, bumped by Shocker and pushed over on a free ball, so this is an opportunity for Concordia. Set on the outside, and Ekus will hammer it home. Talked about her in the pre-match. She's kind of been the go-to with Moreno out of the lineup, and so far that's what we're seeing.
Definitely. And when Concordia gets a free ball, they're just so good because they're just hit that ball on target, and they've got just a whole offense that's running at you at that point.
7-5 our score. Tough serve. Overpass on serve receive. Concordia scrambling, and it will be Ekus free-balling it over. Beardsley will set it out to Kendra Schween. She winds up. It's dug out of the back row by Henderson. Here's the set on the outside. Ekus again. Dug, this time Kinney up to the net. Beardsley tries the dump and got it. Good choice by a setter there. She saw the blocks were kind of all over the place there, so she put it on the spike line.
And she hasn't really dumped. She hasn't been very offensive this tournament, so that was kind of nice to see her get up and throw one down there.
And she did have a lot more behind that one, and it's 7-6. Hastings down one, and Carissa Kinney will serve. And it's going to be shanked on the serve. They're going to have to recover, and a long free ball is over. Beardsley will set. Here's the outside. That's going to be Schween and through the block and down. Got that long free ball, and they used it.
Definitely. Hastings gets a free ball. They've got weapons that can run, too. So Keys taking advantage of those free balls when they come over the net for you.
7-7 our score. Set number one. Best of five here tonight in the national quarters. Tough serve. Bumped on the outside to Ekus, off the block, dug back by Concordia. Ekus will set it to the middle, and they had a double hit?
Ball handling error there.
Yep, ball handling error on Concordia, so it's going to be a point for the Broncos, and Hastings is back out in front by the score of 8-7. 8-7 our score in set number one here, the National Volleyball Championship. Serve taken by Faye Gao. Here's the set by Henderson. On the left side, Ekus off the block, and it went out of bounds. Up there to try to block it was Osterhaus. I thought Osterhaus played well this morning as well in those latter sets against Lee.
Definitely. Well, she helped take some of the swings and what Coach talked about. She takes some of the swings and some of the pressure off of the other hitters because she started producing really well.
Early on, Concordia hitting 154, Hastings hitting 231 in this one. Here's the serve to the back row, dug over one time, free ball. Here's the set left side, Madison Ekus, and she went to the back corner. Nobody there for the Broncos. Pretty tough placement there. And looking at some early stat numbers here, Ekus has 5 kills out of the gate for Concordia. Schween with 2 kills to lead the Broncos. Here's the serve taken by Kendra Schween. Haley Beardsley, back set. That's going to be put over on the play by Osterhaus. Outside set, off the block and down, and a kill for Jessica Israel, and a point to Concordia, and they are out in front by 2. It is 10-8.
Yeah, Concordia's high ball hitters, their wing hitters, seem to be really rolling right now, both on the right and on the left. Not as much production going on in the middle, but...
Here's the bump on the outside, Kinney. Out to Schween, played up by Concordia. Left side to Ekus, back corner, just a little out of bounds. They're asking for a touch. Nobody's going to give them one around the court. Coach Fisher wants one. He's looking at the up official. He didn't see one. So that's going to be a point for Hastings on the side out. It is 10-9.
Yeah, but he's going to argue for it.
Well, I think I would, too, here in the national quarterfinals.
Absolutely.
So that will be a serve for Haley Beardsley. Concordia by 1. Over on the other court, Mid-America Nazarene and Biola are at 14-8 in game one. Biola with the lead. Here's the bump up to the front row, right side to Ekus, and she is going to hit a cross court and out of bounds. So Concordia has, Hastings almost has Ekus out of the front row, which is good news at this point because she has been very potent up there with 5 kills. Here's the serve by Beardsley. That's going to be out of bounds and a point on the scoreboard for Concordia. It's 11-10. And here's the substitution into the ball game. It's going to be Gromick checking in for Concordia, and she will serve.
Yeah, but you're right, because Ekus is now out of the front row, so hopefully Hastings can get a side out here and get a couple of points right now.
11-10 is our score. Concordia by 1. First set here tonight. Here is the serve for Gromick. Dug out of the back row. Beardsley will set it up on the outside. That's going to be Zuha off the block. Concordia will reset to the right side, and a big swing and a kill for Jessica Israel. Jessica Israel the kill. It's 12-10 in favor of Concordia. 12-10 our score, and serving will be Gromick. She'll put it in play. Passed up by Nickel. Here's the Beardsley trying to punch it to the outside. Nobody there. And actually, Hastings kind of became a benefactor of miscommunication by Concordia because they bobbled the balls that came through.
Yeah, well, the Concordia coach is looking right now for the fact that because the Hastings setter was back row and she was making a play at the net and his blocker got a touch on the ball, he's looking for a call for a back row attack now, but he's not going to get it.
12-11, Concordia by 1. Here's the serve by Schween. Here's the set on the left side. That's going to be to Faye Gao, rolls it off the block. Here's the set by Beardsley. Back set's going to go to Zuha, dug out of the back row. Set. That's going to be Ekus attacking out of the back row, so she's still going to swing even back there. Free ball back to Schween. She'll put it towards the back row and out of bounds. So Broncos out of system a little bit on that one, and it's 13-11.
Now they did a good job of keeping the ball in play, but unfortunately you give those free balls, like we talked about earlier, to Concordia. They're going to run something at you.
And here comes a serve for Concordia, and this will be Jordan Smith. Jordan Smith, the right side, a sophomore, ready to go. Serve taken by Kinney. Here's Beardsley. Outside it goes, pushing it over his nickel. From the back row, the set to the right side, and a swing for Israel and a kill. And it is a score of 14-11, and kind of one of those, about that point in the match here where Matt Buttermore's got to be thinking maybe about a timeout. We'll kind of see how he's going to ride it here at this point. Down by 3 are the Broncos. Services with Jordan Smith, and her serve is in play, pushed up to the front, bump set outside. That's going to be a nickel attack. Doug off the court here, played back in the court and pushed over on a free ball by Ekus. Quick set middle. That's going to be an attack for Osterhaus. Dug up, right side attack, Israel, and she's going to put it away, and it is 15-11. And we're going to see the timeout. Timeout on the floor taken by Matt Buttermore in Hastings College. It's Concordia 15, Hastings 1 as we are just underway here tonight in set 1. We'll take a 30-second break and be back right after this. Hastings Bronco Volleyball from the National Tournament is on AM 1230 KHAS.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with an 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Booked for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
We resume action after the timeout. Hastings College back out on the floor. Concordia's back out on the floor. And kind of one player right now that the Broncos don't have an answer for is Israel. She is a right side sophomore from California. And Jill, she's been playing pretty well here at 1.9 kills per set, but she's really been giving them some points here as the ball is freed over to Concordia. They'll set the outside, and that's going to be Faye Gao. And I believe she hit it into the net. Four hit call. So that's going to be a side out of the timeout, just what you want. And it will be a Broncos serve with Lindy Matthews. 15-12 is our score. Concordia by three, set one here tonight. National quarterfinal number one. Service will go with Lindy Matthews. Service taken by Ekus. Here's the set to the left side, cross court, Doug. Running off the court, not able to play it back is Katie Zuha. Point to Concordia.
Well, we've got a switch on the right sides right now, so hopefully we can score some points here from Hastings and take advantage of the fact that number six is out of that front row spot. She's been giving them problems right now.
And Rihanna Skelhaas is going to come in for Israel in that spot. Serve is taken by Schween, set to the middle, shocker, blocked back. Beardsley on the outside. It's going to be an attack for Nickel, and Nickel kind of picking up where she left off this morning. A nice swing there, and she put that one away. Nickel this morning in the win over Lee was in double digits on kills. A nice match for her. Nickel ended up the day with 12 kills and 33 attacks in the win over Lee in four sets. Tough serve. It's an ace right on the line. Boy, you got to like that placement.
Yeah, you really got to like those nice, easy points where you don't have to work too hard. You get that ace, and everything starts to look a little rosier.
16-14, Concordia, after the Bronco ace by Jordan Taylor. Jordan will toss it up again. That's into the back row, and that one went long and out of bounds. So that will be a side out back to Concordia. 17-14, our score. Faye Gao will be the server. Number one and number eight, just like the bracket's supposed to play out, right? In this one, that at least is the case in this particular matchup. Over on the other court, not as much with Mid-American Nazarene. They have kind of been the one team that has advanced out of this tournament as a little bit of a surprise. And out of the back row, Kendra Schween didn't have a lot on that ball, and she put it into the net.
You know, you got to start to wonder how much longer she can keep the pace up that she's been playing with this tournament. I mean, she's taken a lot of swings, and she's carried a lot of balls for Hastings. You just got to wonder if it's eventually going to catch up with her.
Service is coming here for Faye Gao. Serve taken out of the back row. Scrambling will be Beardsley. She'll bump it up, and it's pushed over by Nickel. Here's the set on the right side. That's going to be a slide for Skelhaas, and she put it away. So another right side hitter causing problems, and that seems to be the problem rotation right now as we go to another timeout.
Yeah, I mean, Hastings seems to really be struggling right now to stop the right side. They've contained the middle to some degree, and they've contained the outside to some degree, but the right side hitters right now seem to be really just kind of having their way right now with the Hastings defense.
19-14 our score here. Timeout by Matt Buttermore and the Broncos. We'll just keep it right here. Over on court number two, it is Biola 21 and Mid-American Nazarene 15. Coming up later tonight, it will be Columbia and Viterbo on our court, court number one, in the third quarterfinal match. And then the final quarterfinal is University of Texas at Brownsville and Oklahoma Baptist University. Those next two quarterfinals will follow this one at 8 o'clock tonight here at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena. We hit the 6 o'clock hour. I want to remind you, you're listening to AM 1230 KHAS, Hastings, Nebraska. With Briarcliff head coach Jill Muhey, I'm Corey Westra with you here at the Tyson. Service for the Eagles is with Faye Gao. It's 19-14 Concordia. We're in set number one. Timeout over, and here we go back to action. Faye Gao, serve taken by Schween. Here's Beardsley. Set. Shayna Shocker, cross court, off block, kept up in the air. Now Faye Gao And it will be free balled over on the play by Lamy. Here's the set by Beardsley. On the outside, it's going to go to Nickel cross court. Doug, here's the set. Left side. Back in the front row is Madison Ekus, and she puts it away. So they got through the rotation with her in the back row, but now she rotates up. It is 20-14 on the scoreboard. Got some stats coming out of that timeout we'll hit on here in just a little bit. Ekus has 5 kills. That's one stat I'll tell you about as she again comes to the front row and just had that last kill. So actually has 6 kills. Here's the attack for Nickel, dug up by Concordia. They're going to scramble. It's going to be free balled over by Faye Gao. Set, right side. Shocker tried the line, and it was just wide and out of bounds. They're trying to mix some things up right now?
Yeah, they really are. They're trying to make those blockers move a little bit. They're bringing Shocker and having her run behind the setter, so they're really trying to make those blockers move, which is being successful at. The problem is that 21, the libero for Concordia, is digging everything. So, it's just so many different ways that they can beat you.
Libero, Vincitorio, very, very good for Concordia. Here's the attack by Shocker. That one goes up and over the block, and she got it down. Shocker's pretty athletic, and earlier today, Shayna Shocker was one of 8 Hastings Bronco volleyball players named Scholar Athletes by the NAIA, and the Broncos led all Scholar Athletes with 8 total. So good showing by Coach Buttermore's group with 8 of them. We'll run through those names maybe here later in the broadcast. Here's the set to the middle. That's an attack for Lamy, dug up. Beardsley, back set to Shocker, cross court, dug on the spike line. Back set to Madison Ekus. She scrambles, puts it into Shocker's hands, who pushes it back. Here's that Vincitorio, the libero. She puts it up in the back row to fake out. Dug by the Broncos all the way back to the wall. And a free ball over by Kinney. Set again. This is going to be Henderson. Right side and putting it home, Rihanna Skelhas, and she was wide open.
Definitely. I mean, there's one blocker up against that really quick slide that she seems to like to run, and she runs it very, very well, and it's hard to defend.
Coming out of that timeout, Hastings is hitting 111, and Concordia has improved their hitting percentage up to 259 on the match. Here's the serve, taken back row by Nickel. Here's the set on the outside, Beardsley. It's going to be to Kinney, too far to the net, and I think it's going to be a 4-hit call.
Yeah.
4-hit call, and that's going to be a point to Concordia, and they lead it 23-15 in set number one. 23-15, our score. Concordia now 2 points away from taking the first one. Again, this morning, the Broncos lost the opening set to Lee in the quarterfinal play-in. Here's the set by Beardsley off serve receive. That's going to be Shocker on the slide, dug up. Here's the set middle, tipping it through is going to be Concordia, dug by the Broncos, and putting it away on the outside is going to be Kendra Schween. Kendra Schween is now back in the front row, and Kendra Schween, that will be kill number 3 on the match for her. To go along with 3 digs. Service will go with Carissa Kenny, the libero. She'll put it up in the air, down into the back corner. Great serve. One-armed up to the front row. Bump outside. Madison Ekus, and she is going to go out of bounds. Was there a tip? No tip. No tip. And it is 23-17. 23-17, our score. Here's the serve. Out of bounds. Long. And that's going to put Concordia at 24, and they are going to be serving for set point here in set number one. Rotating Jessica Israel back into the front row, and back to serve is going to be Elizabeth Younglove, the other setter. Running that 6-2, they have elected to go the 3-hitter route tonight. And here's the serve, taken in the back row, set up front. Here's the outside set by Beardsley. That's going to be to Schween off the block and out of bounds, and the Broncos remain in it at 24-18 here in the first.
Yeah, actually had 3 blockers up on Schween that time.
Yep.
3 blockers up, and she still managed to find a way to put the ball away.
Good power behind it and angled it off and out of bounds. Here's the serve to the back row, Doug. Here's the back row set up front, and it's going to be actually a back row attack for Faye Gao, and the Broncos read it well, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Osterhaus was leading the charge out of the middle there, and Hastings now to 19, and it's 24-19. Here's the serve. Middle back taken, set, back, Ekus, blocked out of bounds by Hastings, and that's going to do it for set number one. The final will go down as 25-19. 25-19 in the first set. The win goes to Concordia. They go up in the set, 1-0. And we will take a break and be back with the second set here in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to NAI National Volleyball with the Hastings Broncos on AM 1230 KHAS.
Welcome to the holiday season from Eek's Office Plus. Shop right now for your holiday stationery and copy your holiday letters for free. Eek's has a great selection of holiday gifts and decor. We also have candles, kitchen gadgets, and gourmet foods. Check out our great kid stuff and Husker items, too. Eek's has something for everyone on your holiday shopping list. For those hard-to-shop-for people on your gift list, Eek's also offers gift certificates. Happy holidays from Eek's Office Plus, downtown Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Have a sports lover on your list? Shop Dunham Sports for apparel, hunting, golf, fishing, and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham Sports, like the Nike VR Straight Fit Tour Fairway Woods for only $79.99. Or save 50% on the Sure Shot basketball game from Metal Sports, now only $99.99. Ladies, keep cozying the plush robe from Body Candy for only $11.99. Find everything on your sports lover's list at Dunham Sports, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Breeze nips into a storm this Friday. Jared Shaffron has the call with a 7-10 pregame on the Breeze. 94.5 FM.
The Tri-City Storm have won 5 games in a row and have moved into 4th place in the standings. Currently the longest winning streak in the USHL, the Storm head to Fargo this weekend for 2 games with the Force.
Then the Storm moves to Classic Hits 98.9 FM Saturday for a 6:45 pregame. The Breeze, 94.5 Friday. Classic Hits, 98.9 Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to Sioux City. Set one goes to Concordia. 25-19 was the final. Jill, you got the stats there from the first set. What stands out to you?
Well, a couple of things stand out to me. First off, you know, Concordia is not getting a lot of production out of their middle, which is interesting just because they're usually pretty strong in that regard. So that means Hastings done a good job of shutting that down. You know, the problem right now is really the right side. The right sides for Concordia are just really kind of having their way with this with the Bronco defense, which may be the reason why Concordia coach decided to go with that 6-2, just because they seem to be really doing a good job from that side of the court.
Israel, one of those right sides, had 4 kills in that first set to lead the way, along with Maddie Ekus, who had 7 kills. And looking here at the tournament leaders, I had mentioned that Schween at 5.1 kills per set, leading the tournament field, but Ekus is right there in the top 5 at 4.4 per set over their first 3 matches here at the national championship, because they won their pool by winning 3 games, and then those matches in the playoff last night don't count in the stats. There's a serve on an ace for Concordia to open the set, and the Eagles are on the scoreboard at 1-0, and I am doing my full-hearted best not to call them the Bulldogs. I'm so used to the Concordia Bulldogs out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but they are the Eagles from Irvine, California. Here's the set on the right side. It's going to be Zuha tipping to the middle, dug by Concordia. Back row, Ekus, dug there by Beardsley. Nicely done. Set back. That's going to be an attack for Youngglove, dug by the Broncos. Schween up to Kinney. Spike line, free ball. Here's the set middle, quick, and a kill for the middle, and that's going to be Lamy putting that ball away.
Right about the time I said that they weren't getting production out of their middle.
Lamy was clear sailing right there, and a big swing, and she put it down. Service will go with Janae Henderson. The lefty serve taken by Schween up at the net. Beardsley set left side. I think we had what, in the net? Yep. That would be the setter. I think she drifted into the net on that set, and it's Concordia out of the gate early here in set number 2, 3-0, and the Eagles won the first one 25-19. Here's the serve for Henderson. Again, she's a lefty, and it's going to be an ace serve. Kendra Schween, as a coach, what's the line about taking balls up with the hands or down with the hands and something like that?
You know, it's really kind of the style that you choose. There's coaches that really want you to take balls with your hands, and then there's coaches that really would rather you take it underhand. Personally, from my standpoint, I'd rather you take it underhand, but it really depends on the style of the coach.
Now, that one she does take underhand, and that's Schween again. Bump back to her, and she's just going to hit it on a down ball into the back row. Here's the set in the middle, and they're going to the middles now here in set number 2. Another kill for Lamy, and right out of the gate it is Concordia 5-0, and Coach Buttermore is going to game plan here in a timeout.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with Concordia. I mean, right when you think you've got one thing stopped and something else opens up, and then you stop that, and then right. All of a sudden now they're running the middle again. I mean, they were being very successful on the right side and not being very successful in the middle, and now Hastings is concerned about that right side attack, as they should be, and now all of a sudden the middles are starting to heat up.
So we got a timeout in the action here, 5-0 in set number two. First set went to Concordia by the score of 25-19. 25-19 in the first one, and the Broncos have broke huddle.
Yeah, they really need to come out of this timeout, put a good pass on target, and run a good, strong play. I mean, obviously, you always want to do that coming out of a timeout, but, you know, it'd be really, really, really important right now to get that good, strong play, that pass on target, and get a point on the board.
All right, here goes the serve for Concordia. They're going to be back on the service line. And it's going to be that setter, Janae Henderson, once again. Ready to go. Here's her serve, taken by Schween. Here's Kinney, bumping it up on the outside, pushed over on a free ball by Nickel. Here's an outside set, tipped by Fagau. Doug, bump, back row. It's going to be Schween, played up in the air by Madison Ekus. And then diving over there to keep it alive is their libero, Vince Otero. Dug up, Broncos push it over, keeping it alive is Concordia. And it's going to be down ball to the Broncos, set back. It's going to be Nickel cross court, Doug. Up front it goes into the back row. Here's the attack from Ekus, dug by the Broncos. Keeping it alive is Nickel, and freeballing it over is Schween. Here's the set to the middle, off the block and down, and that's going to be a kill for the Concordia Eagles, and that's going to be Lamy putting it away, and there was some pretty scrappy play in that rally.
Yeah, you know, I mean, liberos oftentimes really don't get a ton of glory, but that was a great example of Concordia's libero just keeping the ball alive over and over and over again until finally the hitter could get up and put the ball away.
Vince Otario is a very, very good libero. We'll check the dig leaders here in the tournament here in a moment as the Broncos will get the side out, putting it off the block.
Ball on target, good pass, run the offense, good things happen.
So service will go with Hastings and Lindy Matthews. In play to the right side, Ekus up to the net and pushed over on the play by setter Henderson. Couldn't even come through and really get a clean set on it. So the Broncos kept him out of system that time around. It is 6-2 on the scoreboard in favor of Concordia. They lead it 1-0. Service again for Lindy Matthews. Taken up short. Here's the set by Henderson on the outside. Reaching back on the attack is Skelhaas. Dug by the Broncos. Beardsley quick. That's going to be the shocker. Dug. Here's the set on the outside. That's going to be Faye Gao, and she put it in the back corner and in. Faye Gao puts it in. 7-2 our score. Back row substitution will be... Osterhaus actually came out, so back into the back row now. Passing is the libero, and that is going to be Carissa Kinney. Service upcoming here. Taken by Nickel. Set on the right side. Zuha, cross court, Doug. Here's the bump on the outside. Skelhaas, cross court, taken in the back row. Left side, it's going to be Nickel off a couple of hands of Concordia and out of bounds. And a point to the Broncos, and it is 7-3.
Hopefully the Broncos can start getting Concordia a little bit more out of system like they just have the last couple of times down. So that's really what they need to be working on right now.
7-3, Concordia. Serve taken. Set on the outside. Madison Ekus dug out of bounds by Carissa Kinney. So they're back into their power rotation here with Madison Ekus. 3.22 per set. Over 4 in the tournament. Service here for Concordia. That is Mindy Knight out of bounds. Unforced error, and it's going to be a point to the Broncos.
Yeah, you know, there's that fine line and balance between serving tough and creating those errors. And as a coach, you really, really want to serve tough, but at the same time, you really a lot of times don't want the errors that accompany that.
8-4 on the scoreboard. Service will go with the Broncos and Nickel. Nickel taken up short, up at the net. It'll be bumped out by Henderson and tapped over by Ekus. Here's the set for Beardsley. Slide, shocker in. Nice play. Kept him moving and got to the back corner.
Definitely. Kept that block moving, so it created some holes, and then shocker was able to find it.
Service again for Kirsten Nickel. 8-5 in set number two. Concordia won the first one, 25-19. That serve is going to be misplayed for a moment, and it's going to be bumped back in and pushed out of the back row by Faye Gao. And even on a broken play, Jill, they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure exactly how tall she is, but she's tall, she's athletic, and she's really, really skilled. And a lot of times it's really nice just to have that type of an athlete you just throw that ball up to and say, here, can you handle it for me?
Faye Gao for Concordia University had a big part in the national tournament run last year. Here's the set on the outside for Schween, dug out of the back row. Set outside, Madison Ekus, and unable to keep it up on the play was Nickel. Kind of kept her isolated, or kind of got her on an island back there.
Yeah, there was a big hole in the block, and that middle back just kind of stepped in and tried to handle it, but just couldn't quite get it done.
10-5 the score, Concordia. Serve taken by Nickel. Here's Beardsley. Shocker on the slide. That time the block gets over and pushes it back. Bump set on the outside. That's going to be off the block and down for Kendra Schween. She just never goes away, does she?
No, she really doesn't. I mean, and she just attacks that ball, and she attacks it so high, and she attacks that block so high at times that she can create holes sometimes when you don't think there's anything there.
Here's the serve for Carissa Kenny. Ekus up front, set on the outside. That's going to be an attack for Israel and down. There's that right side again in Israel with the kill. It's 11-6 Concordia. And when we were doing our all-conference earlier this year talking about the play of Kendra Schween, the conference player of the year, is, you know, everybody in the room just, she's everywhere. And that's probably one of the main reasons she was the conference player of the year.
Definitely. I mean, she hurts you from the front row, from the back row, with her passing and her defense and even her attacking. She is. She's just everywhere. And like you said, she never really goes away.
And that swing for her is going to sail on her out of bounds. So that one, I think she was hoping that the block might have been there so she could have hit it off the block. It got a little strong on her, and it's a point. Concordia leads it 12-6.
But Concordia had three up on her again, so that's the second time we've seen that.
Here's the serve taken. Beardsley, right side. Osterhaus, cross court, dug out of the back row. Here's the set up front to Faye Gao. Nice dig there by Nickel, pushed up at the net, and the Broncos went into the net.
Yeah.
Osterhaus go in?
Yeah, I think so. It was just a little miscommunication there as to whether or not the setter was going to step in and take that, or if the middle blocker was going to go over with it.
13-6 our score. Concordia up 1-0 and leads in set two. On the serve, received Beardsley. Set outside, and that's going to be Schween, and she puts it into the block, and Concordia puts it down. 14-6, and Matt Buttermore is going to use a timeout here in set number two. So we have a break in the action. We're going to step aside as well for 30 seconds. You're listening to Bronco Volleyball on AM 1230 KHAS, Hastings, Nebraska.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Improve your job skills or prepare for a whole new career through CCC's career and technical programs. Or start working toward a bachelor's degree. Take courses on campus, online, or in your community. Spring classes start January 7th. Contact CCC for more information.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center, joined by Briarcliff head volleyball coach Jill Muhey. My name is Corey Westra, and commenting there in the break, Jill, they're just so athletic. I mean, that's just, Concordia put so many athletes position for position on the floor, they're just a load.
Yeah, they're incredible volleyball players. They're athletic. They're tall. You know, they take up space both on the net and in the backcourt. It's just really, really hard to play them.
There's a serve by Gromick that's going to go out of bounds, and that's a point to the Broncos, and it is 14-7. I'll give Hastings the scrappy award, though, of the tournament. They are the scrappiest team I have seen in the national tournament. They just do not let balls go down, especially last night in that play-in match with Embry-Riddle. That last one was something to watch. Off the block, here's the set by the Broncos. On the outside, it's going to go to Schwing, cross-court dug by Vincitario, the libero. Middle to Ekus in the back row, and she puts it through and down. Madison Ekus with the kill, and it's a side-out to Concordia. And let's check Ekus' stats here, get an update on her at this point in the tournament. I think she's at 7 kills now in this set.
Yeah, and she's getting them from the front row and the back row, you know, which is kind of tough on Hastings' end.
Actually, it was her 8th kill, so she is leading the way for Concordia. Back set, down the line, big swing there by Jessica Israel for the point, and it is 16-7 on the scoreboard.
She's another one right now that Hastings just doesn't really have an answer for at the moment.
So the Broncos are going to have to ride it out here and set number two. No timeouts left. Here's the serve. Back row taken. Up at the net. The set. Back right. That's going to be for Schween off the block and unable to keep it alive was Carissa Kinney. And it's 17-7. 17-7 and Concordia.
Just really starting to be in rhythm right now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they've kind of found their rhythm routine. They're on task, and they got an ace serve to add to the list. Bobbled around by the Broncos, and it goes to the floor, and it's 18-7.
Hastings is really kind of back on their heels right now, and like you said, Concordia's just really kind of found their rhythm, and right now they're just really kind of cruising.
Here's the serve upcoming again for Concordia. That is a serve by Smith on the outside, pushed over by Zuha. Up at the net, set to the back row. Ika's tip, dug at the spike line, bumped on the outside to Kinney. Zuha will put it left side. It's dug up, bumped to the back row. Madison Ika's into the double block of Zuha. She pushes it back. Here's an outside set to Faye Gao, and she'll go off the block and down. Faye Gao off the block and down, and that's a point, and it is 19-7 in the second.
Again, with just so many different weapons. I mean, even when they're out of system, they can put themselves back in system just because they've got so many different hitters that can come at you.
19-7 after winning the first set, 25-19. Faye Gao will bump it up into the air. Now put up by Vincitario and off the block. And playing it is Concordia. They were unable to keep it alive. Actually, the player that kept it alive there for Concordia was number 5, Jordan Smith, not Vincitario. And it was played into the net by Concordia. Point to the Broncos, and the service goes with Kendra Schween. Kendra Schween rotates back out of the front row, a 19-8 score. Viola won the first set over on court number one, and now it's Mid-America coming back and winning set number two, so they are knotted up at a set apiece as the Broncos get the point, and it will be a serve again for Kendra Schween. It's 19-9. Schween serves straight away. Here comes the set from Yuglove on the outside. Faye Gao dug by Kinney. Out of the back row, pushed by Schween, and we have a double hit call. Ball handling error on the Broncos, and it will be a service for Concordia. 20-9 in set number two.
You know, at this point in time, if you're Hastings, a lot of times you just want this game to end. Just get over it and get on to this next one.
Here's the service coming for Concordia, and this will be Henderson taken out of the back row and a free ball. Set, middle, quick, and a kill. That's going to be put through and down. Who was that, Jill? I can get the number. Was that 18?
Yes.
That's going to be a new player that we have in. Well, that's Lamy. I'm sorry. I was seeing 16, but it was 18, and that is Lamy with the kill out of the middle. 21-9 the score. Here's the set by Beardsley. Left side and off the antenna there for Nickel. And the Broncos are really out of sorts right now on the floor here. They're going to give up that point, and it is 22-9.
This server ran a couple of points on the Broncos to start the game, so they kind of been struggling with her serve a little bit.
Here's the serve by the setter, Janae Henderson, set to the middle, tipping it through as Osterhaus, dug by the Broncos. Vincitario to the back row, and Madison Ekas kept alive by Kendra Schween. Bumped up on the outside, and now a free ball coming from Nickel. Set outside, tipping Faye Gao, and she put it down as the block got over there, but it was nobody home in the middle of the floor.
No, the play had been pulled all the way to the outside of the court, and then Concordia recognized that and ran something really fast before the Broncos could really get back and get set up again.
23-9 our score. Concordia leads it. Here's the serve from Henderson down the line and out of bounds wide. 23-10 on the second set, and back to serve on the rotation will be Lindy Matthews, defensive specialist. And here goes the serve. Taken back row by Ekas. Back set, Faye Gao. Dug by Schween. Here's the set on the left side, and pushing it open over is Hastings with Nickel. Now the set to Gao on the outside. Dug in the back row by Beardsley. Bumped up on the outside. That's going to be Zuha, and Zuha will take it off the block, right? Yep.
Yep.
Off the block, so it's a point for Hastings, and that will be 23-11. 23-11, and Lindy Matthews will now serve. Here's Matthews' serve taken by Ekas. Gao, back to Ekas, and she'll tip it over. Beardsley, Bumped up on the outside by Matthews. That's Zuha, and she puts it away. Oh, they're getting kind of some bump sets here, but they're still getting a pretty good attack on the ball.
Definitely, and we haven't seen much production recently from the right side of Hastings, so it's nice to kind of, you know, take a couple swings and get a few points off of it.
23-12 is the score, and here's the serve. Taken back corner. Coming in on the set is Henderson. Off the block attack by Skelhas, dug up. Right side, Zuha. Dug middle back row. Scrambling, Vincitario, and now a free ball from Madison Ekus. Back up to the front and Beardsley. Set middle and a kill for Shayna Shucker. Shayna Shucker puts it away, and that puts it at 23-13.
Again, that was set up again by the Broncos' right side, putting Kinnordy in trouble, which then caused the free ball.
Serve. Out of bounds. Out of bounds on the serve by Lindy Matthews, and that puts Concordia at set point, 24-13. 1 point away from going up 2-0 on the night. Concordia, number one in the country, 35-0. Set, Beardsley, right side, and that's going to be touched. Yes. Well, they said it was in. It was on the back line for Katie Zuha. Just found the back line right in front of the line judge. It's 24-14.
Really, the last 4 points have really been either her kills or set up by an attack that she's had. So she's really scored some points there in the last couple of times through.
Serve taken by Vincitario, and a quick set middle, and that is impressive. Rihanna Skelhas just came through there, and you couldn't even see it coming.
No, that's actually only the second three that they've run, Concordia's run, since we've been sitting here watching them. They've been ones in the middle, ones in the middle, ones in the middle, then all of a sudden they throw this different set at you that you haven't seen.
And that's going to put away the set at 25-14. So the Eagles of Concordia Irvine go up 25-19, 25-14. And we'll be back with the third set from the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena and the NAIA National Volleyball Championship after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Hastings College Volleyball on AM 1230 KHAS Hastings, Nebraska.
When redecorating your home, paying attention to the details can be important, especially when it comes to the little things like replacing your electrical receptacles. Leviton's 15-amp smart lock receptacles come in white, almond, brown, ivory, black, and can be used with Decora-style wall plates. These commercial-grade devices are back and sidewired and come with a 2-year warranty. Shop your nearest Hardware Hank today for Leviton's 15-amp smart lock receptacles.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
You won't want to miss what's now showing on the big screen at Hastings Museum.
Meerkats hang out with Clinky and her family as they take on life in the Kalahari Desert. See them as never before in the 3D movie from National Geographic.
Welcome to Nevada's Valley of Speed, home of the legendary Reno Air Races. The ultimate air show experience. Air Racers 3D. Narrated by Paul Walker.
Now showing at Hastings Museum. Visit hastingsmuseum.org. Life up close.
Your support of Goodwill brings joy to the people Goodwill serves. Joy through jobs, promoting wellness and recovery, and building futures. You can support Goodwill by donating clothing and household items, or shopping at Goodwill, or by donating financially to the annual campaign. Last year's campaign helped over 1,000 individuals in the area improve their quality of life. To learn more about Goodwill Industries of Greater Nebraska, go to goodwillne.org.
Goodwill.
1230 KHAS.
And back in Sioux City with Jill Muhey, the head volleyball coach at Briarcliff University. I'm Corey Westruth. Set three coming up here. Concordia and Hastings, NAIA National Quarterfinal number one. Concordia leads it 25-19, 25-14 through sets one and two, up 2-0 in this one. Earlier I mentioned that 8 NAIA scholar athletes were named today for the Hastings College Broncos. Shocker, Cummins, Bottenhortz, Neinmeyer, Nichols, Schween, Kern, and Kinney all earned that honor, 8 of them, and that 8 is among the most for NAIA volleyball team. So congratulations to those young ladies and their accomplishments, juniors or seniors, 3.5 GPA or higher, and members of the varsity team. So congratulations to those 8 NAIA Daktronics scholar athletes from Hastings. We are getting set for the third set, and Jill, you just pointed out a very impressive stat there on the Concordia stat sheet.
Yeah, number six, Jessica Israel, is hitting 7-14 for the match with six kills, seven total attempts, and only one error.
Yeah, very efficient. One of those right sides we've been talking about here tonight. So the Broncos, obviously work cut out for them here, and that's a good way to start it. An ace serve right out of the gate in set number three.
Absolutely. You'll take that every day of the week.
Service will go with Lindy Matthews. She started this one out on the service line, and here she goes again. Lindy Matthews, serve taken by Faye Gow. And an overpass, and putting that one down is Katie Zuha. And just like that, the Broncos are up 2-0. 2-0 is our score, and the serve will go with Matthews once again. That one taken by Ekus. On the outside, Faye Gow, cross court, and she's going to put that one down. Faye Gow on the night has four kills. She has 17 swings now, so she just keeps on coming with them. And she kind of has the Kendra Schween of Hastings. She just keeps on going.
Yep, she just keeps finding holes over there. I mean, Concordia was even out of system because that was a nice serve by Hastings, but you know she is so good that she was able to put it away.
Here's the server, Henderson. She's the setter as well, and she put it out of bounds. Very uncharacteristic for her on the evening.
Yeah, she ran a bunch of points for Concordia, so definitely happy on the Hastings side to see her put that first ball out.
Looks like Katie Zuha leads the way with five kills for the Broncos after the first two sets. Here's the set for Henderson for Concordia. Up at the net, tipped over by Skelhaas, dug out of the middle. Outside it goes to Nickel off the block and down, and the Broncos are up by the score of 4-1. 4-1 now in set number three. Hastings dropping the first two tonight, 25-19 and 25-14 here in national quarterfinal number one. One versus eight seed off the net. Great serve by Jordan Taylor. On the outside, the left side for Kirsten Nickel. Doug back over to Concordia. Overpass at the net and pounding it down is Shayna Shocker right there, and she hammered it.
You know, those are always fun points as a player, but they're also really nice from the standpoint of just being really, really uplifting. Lots of momentum shift when you get those types of kills.
5-1 on the scoreboard. Hastings jumping out early on Concordia in this one. Here's the serve taken in the back row by Ekus. Set middle, blocked back was Lamy. On the outside, they're going to set this time to number seven. Cross court back here, dug by Vincitorio, and now Skelhaas, she'll try to put it back again. Dug up, free ball to Concordia, quick middle and out of bounds. Nope, on the line. Lamy, cross court and on the line. Very quick, very, very quick there for Concordia, and Lamy put it away.
I don't think Coach liked that call there.
Well, it was right in front of him as he looks on from the Hastings bench, and it makes it 5-2. 5-2 our score, and here's the serve. Rolls off the tape and an ace. And I'm a traditionalist, Jill. I still don't like that.
You know, I think I'm right there kind of with you. Maybe we should go to tennis where it's just a let and you get a do-over.
There you go. That and the rally scoring have taken over the game, obviously, over the years. But one of those balls that just hit the top of the tape and died, and there it is. It's an ace serve, 5-3. On the outside, off the attack, it's going to be Skelhaas, and it's going to be a kill for Skelhaas. We had a net violation up front on Concordia. And the serve will go with Kirsten Nickel. 6-3 Broncos in set number three. Down 0-2 tonight. Serve taken. Here's the set to the right side. Cross court by Skelhaas. Doug Beardsley outside. Schween off the block. They let it go. It went out of bounds. Kendra Schween gets the kill. It is 7-3, the score. Broncos coming into this one at 30-6 on the year. So a nice 30-win season, and that ball is served into the net by Kirsten Nickel. Side out back to Concordia. 7-4 the score. Hastings leads it here in the third set. And it will be back to serve, Mindy Knight, an outside hitter. I think she really just comes into this one rotation to serve, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's kind of a serving specialist for them right now, so she'll serve.
And there's an attack from Schween and put it off the block, and it went out of bounds, and it is 8-4.
And now she'll come out,
yep.
And the libero will come in for so she can end up passing. So she's really just a serving specialist. She gets to serve for as long as she can, and then she comes back out.
So the libero is back in. Vincitorio, she's been a fun one to watch. She'll take this ball. Here's the set by Henderson on the outside, off the block. Ekus blocked back in the back row. Set left side. That's going to be Ekus and into the net and down on the Concordia side. A point to the Broncos. And it is now 9-4 in set number three.
That's a really hard ball as an outside hitter to take a swing at. And the Broncos did a good job of making sure they had a nice strong block up there to make it even more difficult.
And that's going to result in a timeout here for head coach Fisher and Dan Fisher and the Concordia University Eagles. So a timeout on the floor. So here's where we're at in this one. It is set number three, 9-4 Hastings. First two sets to Concordia, 25-19 and 25-14. We are in quarterfinal action here on Friday night. Mid-American Nazarene and Biola doing battle in court two. A 1-1 tied set. Biola up 14-9 in the third there. And then later tonight, it's going to be Columbia and Viterbo. Kind of the upstart Viterbo V-Hawks here this week. They've had a great following, a lot of noise. They've been fun to watch. Columbia, kind of the traditional power, the third seed. They're going to be playing there. And then it's University of Texas, Brownsville, and Oklahoma Baptist. So a couple of good ones coming up later tonight as well. First semifinal tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Winner of this one, winner of the other one over Biola and Mid-American Nazarene. Here's the set after the timeout. Outside to Ekus, into the back row and down. Madison Ekus the kill, and that will be a point for Concordia, and it's 9-5 Hastings. The other semis at 12:30 tomorrow, and then the two winners will hook up at 8 p.m. tomorrow night in the national championship match. So a week of volleyball almost over.
But it's been quite a week.
It has, and there has been some parity, to say the least, in this tournament this year, more than I can ever remember in the other 5 years of this tournament. Cross-court dug. Here's Vincitorio. Push it back to Fagao, and it's got a, what do we have, a lift.
Yeah, he called the hands of the libero,
yeah.
Which is a little interesting.
Dan Fisher pleading his case to the up official.
Yeah, I'm not real sure he agreed with that call.
Such a fine line. They do let a lot go anymore, and then you start to call them, and then it's like, well, we've been letting this go, you know, and that's a tough argument sometimes. On the right side, Ekus, cross-court dug by the Broncos, bumped up by Kenny. There's going to be Zuha, dug out of the back row by Vincitorio. Set to the left side, cross-court attack, Israel off the block and down, side out to Concordia, and it is 10-6.
Well, just like anything with us coaches, we just want consistency.
Yep. Service upcoming here for Concordia, and Mackenzie Gromick, a junior. Her serve in play, Kenny. Beardsley will come over and set on the outside. Zuha down in the back row. Katie Zuha. Zuha has kind of been the player that has been the spark plug here, especially earlier today, a little bit last night, especially last night, actually, late in that match against Embry-Riddle. She had some huge kills.
Yeah, she came up with some big kills at the end of that match. She did.
11-6 our score. Here's the serve for Kendra Schween. Up the net, set right side. That's going to be Israel, cross court and down. Short little set, very efficient, put it away.
We've seen that a lot tonight.
Quick look at the stats here. Concordia now hitting 256. Ekus has 10 kills to pace them. Israel with 8, just had one there. Broncos led by Schween with 6 kills, 7 for Zuha, and 4 for Shocker outside. And that's going to be a kill there for Katie Zuha. And Zuha with her 8th kill, so she's right up there as well, playing well for the Broncos.
Yeah, she's really provided them some offense here, some really strong offense the last couple of times and for the last little bit. It's nice to see.
12-7 for Hastings on the scoreboard. They lead it here in set three, down 0-2 tonight. Just a sophomore is Zuha, set to the right side and down the line for Jessica Israel.
Hastings is asking for a two of Nick the Antenna on the way by, but I think it hit the net, not the antenna.
12-8, Concordia side out, and it will be Janae Henderson, their setter, going back to serve. Here comes the serve, taken by Schween, Beardsley outside, cross-court attack, and that is going to be Skelhaas hitting it, or pardon me, that's going to be Nickel hitting it out of bounds. for the Hastings College Broncos. It is 12-9.
Starting to see that triple block on that outside hitter more and more.
12-9 our score. And it'll be a serve again for Henderson and into the net. So that's an opportunity for the Broncos to gain the point, to gain the serve. And it's 13-9 on the scoreboard. Back to serve will be Taylor Jordan. Right now it's about momentum. Try to keep that momentum going for the Broncos. Here's the set on the right side. Off the block, dug up by Hastings. Beardsley comes back in, set it out to Nickel. Nickel will pop it over the block. Up the net, set right side, and that's going to be Faye Gao, and Faye Gao put it right off Kenny, and down in a point, and it's 13-10. And Concordia is also slowly creeping into it here in set number three.
Yeah, it's starting to not almost matter who's on that right side and hitting it. It's just they just seem to be really efficient from that side right now.
13-10, Hastings Broncos. Here's the serve for Faye Gao. Taken by Schween, bumped up by Kenny on the outside. There's a down ball from Nickel. Here comes libero Vincitario on the outside. The attack for Skelhas, dug up, pushed at the net. Faye Gao will try to power through. Actually, that's Lamy trying to push it through. Slide to Shayna Shocker, and Shayna Shocker had the opening, Jill, but she couldn't find the line.
Yeah, there was no block up, and sometimes you're almost looking for it for too long, and then you end up making an error because you keep thinking it's going to show up.
Just try to teach your kids to hit through it. How do you teach that, huh?
You know, sometimes it's just a matter of just experience. You know, this is a high pressure situation, and you know, sometimes you just make that unforced error when you really don't want to.
On the outside, Nickel pounding away twice, free ball bounced around, down ball coming, taken out of the back row by Hastings. Here's a back set to Shocker, dug up on the spike line. Back set, it's going to go to Faye Gao, dug by the Broncos, back over free ball. Another free ball, a lot of frees here. On the outside, Nickel will go off the block, and, oh, she blocked it. Skelhas got up there and put her hands on it and put it down.
Yeah, there was a lot of scrapping, a lot of nice little digs going on in that rally.
Timeout for Matt Buttermore. 13-12, Hastings up by one. They're going to take the timeout. Let's go ahead and step aside for a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bronco Volleyball on AM 1230 KHAS.
Tis the season and time for the YWCA Holiday Home Tour. Join us on Saturday, December 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and tour four beautiful homes in the Hastings community. View beautiful holiday decorations at the homes of Lee and Diane Wiegert, Mike and Joyce Nelson, Jeff and Patty Wissing, and Chris and Neely Anderson. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 the day of the event. Purchase your tickets in Hastings at the YWCA, Espresso America, and Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City and the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena, where Hastings leads it 13-12 in the third set. Set one to Concordia, 25-19. Set two to Concordia, 25-14. And it is Concordia serving right now with Faye Gao. Serve taken by Kinney. Schween will push it over on the free ball. Here's the set to the middle. Powering it through Lamy, dug up, trying to dump his Beardsley. Right there, Lamy. Right side, tipping is Skelhas. Kenny comes in to save it. Outside to Nickel, blocked back at the net. Broncos reset to the back row, Schween, and she puts it long and out of bounds. No tip.
They're asking for it.
No tip, and it is 13-all. 13-13, and Concordia is right back in it now. What was the lead at one point? Five?
Five, I believe,
yeah.
Yes.
Five for Hastings here in set three. I think it was 10-5 at one point.
Yep.
Here's the serve taken in the back row by Schween on the outside, hitting it into the tape. And what do we have, a four-hit call?
Yep.
Four-hit call on Nickel, and that's a Bronco. Broncos give up the point, and Concordia has their first lead of set three. It is 14-13. 14-13, the Broncos need to push this out into sets four and five if they're going to win tonight. Biola getting close on set three with Mid-America over on court number two, 23-19. Here's the slide to Shocker for Hastings, dug up. Vincitario now up front, out of the middle. It is going to be Lamy, and Lamy will put it through and down. She's so tall, she hit that one off the net a little bit, and she still had a lot on it.
Well, and Shocker had run the slide, so she had been pulled all the way off the court and then had to sprint to get back into the middle, and then they ran that quick attack in the middle. Sometimes you just can't quite get there.
15-13 Concordia. Here's the serve taken by Kinney. Set, back, slide for Shocker. Zach's play you just talked about. And that one is going to be long and out of bounds. And it is 16-13. So Hastings took a timeout just a couple of moments ago, and right now they are in the midst of giving up a 4-1 run here against Concordia. And here's the serve taken in the back row. Up front, Beardsley. Who came over? Double contact on Haley Beardsley. Timeout, Matt Buttermore. 17-13, Concordia now up by 4. Head coach Matt Buttermore takes the timeout, and we'll take one with him. We're back in 30 seconds as you're listening to Bronco Volleyball at the NAIA National Championship on AM 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Tyson Event Center. And Coach Muhe, you brought up a good point. It's actually a 5-0 run right now, and that's coming out of the first of the two timeouts. So that does end here, though, as a net serve for Faye Gao.
Yep, we call that a coaching point when you get the team to miss the serve after you've called the timeout. It's the only way the coach gets to be in the stat sheet.
I don't think they keep those. Here's the serve for the Broncos. Nickel. What do we have on the call?
It's going to be a double, yep.
A double. Double hit called on Concordia on the set, and that makes it 17-16? Is it 15?
15.
It is, 17-15. Serve by Nickel. Here's the set, right side, and a big swing by Skelhaas, and blocked back by the Broncos and dug out of bounds by Concordia. So Broncos doing a good job here, battling back. Now down by 1, 17-16. Down in sets, 2-0 here tonight. Service again for Rihanna Skelhaas. Skelhaas, serve taken. Ekus, free ball. Beardsley, outside, get a good swing. Kendra, through the block, dug out of the back row by Gao. On the left side, cross court for Ekus. Maddie Ekus will put it wide and out of bounds, and we're knotted up.
Yeah, there's been three really, really nice short serves to the outside hitter of Concordia by the Broncos, and it's caused some problems.
Let's see if they keep it short here. Again, serving is Kirsten Nickel. Nickel serve. That time she goes to the back row and Faye Gao. Set to the left side. Ekus and in. Well, get it to the horse when you need it, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes you just got to throw it out there to your leading kill leader and say, here, handle it for me.
And it is going to be 18-17, Concordia by 1 here in set number 3. And back to serve is going to be Jessica Israel, I believe. No, that's not Israel. Got too long of a ponytail. There should be a rule on that. Here's a tip out of the middle. Shocker tried to put it through. Pushed back. It's going to be on the outside. That's going to be Schween dug up. Concordia set. Left side. Ekus. Up at the net, joust, and tipping it through is going to be Rihanna Skelhaas. The server is actually Mindy Knight, and she will step back to serve again. We've talked about her. She's that serving specialist, 19-17. She wants to stay in the game as long as she can, right?
Absolutely.
19-17, Concordia serving. Serve taken, set on the outside. Schween off the block and down for Kendra Schween. Got it past number 7, Rihanna Skelhaas. And it will be a side out. Back to serve as libero, Carissa Kinney. Carissa Kinney will step back. 19-18, our score. As we roll here in set number 3. This match about an hour and 15 minutes old now, and Ekus goes off the block and down for the 20th point for Concordia. We started at 5:45 with this quarterfinal match. The next round of quarters is coming up at 8 o'clock tonight here in Sioux City. Pretty good crowd on hand here tonight to watch this one. Hastings has had a decent crowd since yesterday. They really filled in nicely, so it's good to see some of the locals out watching some great college volleyball. Here's the bump set by Beardsley. It'll be played over by Schween. One-armed in there by Vincitario, the libero. She's kind of the unsung hero out there, in my opinion. And off the block is Ekus for the kill and down, and it's 21-18. How valuable is a libero?
I am a big believer in having a what a fantastic libero can do for your team. They really don't end up getting a lot of glory, but you know what? If you've got one, a really good one, they can win a lot of games for you.
Here's the set by Beardsley on the outside. That's going to be Schween putting it through the double block. Doug, left side through or off the left side. It's going to be Maddie Ekas with the kill. And she's rolling right now. She's in her comfort zone, that front left spot. That's her wheelhouse, and it's 22-18. 22-18, Concordia here, 3 points away from the set and the match. Here's the serve down the line. Dug up to the back row. Down ball through by Nickel. Dug by Concordia. Look at that. All over the floor and a free ball over. Here's Beardsley. Set outside. Kendra Schween. And she's double blocked back. Huge block up there. Main block on that one was going to be number 12, and that is Brianna Hughes. And she hasn't seen a whole lot of action tonight, but she had a big block there. And Youngglove is going to go back to serve. It is 23-18. Beardsley set, slide, tipped by Osterhaus. Kept up in the air. Faye Gow from the back row. She will try to go corner, dug up, free ball back over. Set, right side, big swing. That is going to be Israel, dug by the Broncos. Schween off net, tried to power through, dug. Here's the set on the right side. Israel again off the block and down. Jessica Israel puts Concordia at 24, and the Eagles are serving for the set and for the match against the Hastings Broncos.
Just so many different weapons, just so many different ways they can come at you.
Serve upcoming here for Elizabeth Youngglove. Serve down the line taken by Schween. Set back to her. She's going to go off the block, and good to see her get a side out. 24-19 on the side out for Kendra Schween, and the Broncos will send Haley Beardsley back to serve. Zuha in the front, Osterhaus in the front, along with Schween, Kenny, and Nickel, and then the server, that's Beardsley, and here's the play. Here's the set on the right side, Ekas. She's dug up, out of bounds, and that's going to do it. 25-20 in the third, and it's going to be a sweep tonight for the Concordia Eagles, 25-19, 25-14, and 25-19 were the game scores. And that's going to bring to a close a great run here at the National Volleyball Championship by Hastings College. Their fans on their feet giving them a standing ovation, and they should. It was a tremendous run, a gutty effort put forth by the Broncos, and it comes to a close tonight against a very, very good volleyball team.
Yeah, I mean, Concordia, I mean, they're number one in the nation for a reason. But, you know, Hastings has had a fantastic tournament. They didn't do it necessarily the easy or the perfect way that you would want to do it as a coach, but they got themselves here, and they really played some really, really down and gritty volleyball, which is really fun to watch.
And that's going to be the final here tonight, 3-0, as the Broncos and the Eagles close it out here, and we're going to be back to talk about it in the post-match show. As, again, your game scores tonight, 25-19, 25-14, and 25-17. Is it 19 or 17?
19.
Could read my writing. That'd be good. 19-14-19, the scores here tonight. And we'll be back with the post-match show, some final stats, and maybe a word with Coach Buttermore as well coming up after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Bronco Volleyball on AM 1230 KHAS.
Where do your donations to the Salvation Army go? Wherever hope is the only thing left. Wherever a life can be turned right side up. Wherever good can overcome. Donate today at SalvationArmyUSA.org. The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
This is Major Abe Tamayo at the Hastings Salvation Army saying thank you in advance for helping us bell ring. If you'd like to volunteer to bell ring, please call us, 463-0529.
Attention ladies, Thursday, December 6th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's Ladies Night at the Auto Value Parts Store in Hastings. Christmas is right around the corner, and Auto Value wants to help you ladies find a perfect gift for those hard-to-buy-for husbands, dads, and significant others. Auto Value has a knowledgeable staff and a store filled with great gift ideas. On this special Ladies Night, the whole store will be set up for your shopping pleasure. Here are a few gift ideas. Traeger grills and wood pellets, grill accessories, air compressors, flashlights, value gift cards, and so much more. We're just sure that we have something at Auto Value that he doesn't have yet. We'll also have the grills fired up, giving cooking tips and lots of samples. And here's the deal. Guys, come in between now and December 6th to fill out a gift registry. And when the ladies come in to shop, they can ask for your wish list card. We'll see all you ladies on December 6th for Ladies Night at Auto Value Parts Store, located at 218 North Lexington in Hastings. things. It's time to start making your holiday gifts. Add a little personal touch to your gift giving this year. Create a one-of-a-kind bracelet, necklace, and earrings with beautiful beads from Julie's. Ah, the possibilities are endless with seed beads, gemstones, crystals, findings, stones, and bling. And don't forget, gift certificates are available too. Add a little sparkle to your life this holiday season at Julie's Expression, 731 West 2nd Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Sioux City, the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena, and the 33rd annual NAIA National Volleyball Championship, where tonight in quarterfinal number one, it was Concordia of California in three over the Broncos of Hastings College by the game scores of 25-19, 25-14, and 25-19. And with the win, Concordia goes to 36-0. Hastings goes to 30-7. And ends the campaign here for 2012, but what a year it was. GPAC champions, 16-0, number 8 in the country, and made it on a trip here to Sioux City and the National Volleyball Championship. Let's take a look at some stats from this one as the Broncos end the night in kills, led by Kendra Schween and Katie Zuha. They each had 7. Kristen Nickel had 5. Shayna Shocker had 4 in the match. The Broncos hit 086 for the night, and they had 24 kills on 93 attempts. In the serving department, a couple of service aces for Lindy Matthews. Defensively, Kendra Schween had 10 digs. Kenny and Jordan each had 7 apiece. No solo blocks in that match. 4 assists for Jessica Osterhaus in the contest. And looking over at Concordia of California, they were led by Maddie Ekus with 15 kills. Jessica Israel had 10, 7 for Lamy, and it was 5 apiece for Rihanna Skelhas and Faye Gao. To pace the Concordia Irvine Eagles tonight. They hit 291, 47 kills, and 110 attempts. 18 set assists for Janae Henderson, 15 for Liz Younglove, a couple of service aces for Henderson, defensive digs, 16 for Vincitario, amazing libero out there, 16 digs for Cara Vincitario for Concordia. No block solos there as well, and there was 3 block assists for Lamy tonight for Concordia. Again, they pick up the win. 25-19, 25-14, and 25-19 were the game scores. Jill, some closing thoughts?
Hastings put together a fantastic tournament. You got to wonder a little bit if fatigue played a little bit in their role in their performance tonight. I mean, Concordia was pretty much as well-rested as you could be in this tournament. This tournament's a very long, it's a very physically demanding tournament, and Concordia came in probably about as well rested as any team could possibly hope to. And Hastings, they battled hard and long on multiple days. So a really, really strong performance. It was great to see the GPAC represented this late in the tournament. So, good stuff.
Yep. No doubt about that. Again, to just even get out of the pool and what they went through last night was a pretty special moment, I think, in Bronco volleyball history. Coach Buttermore talked to us today about stepping stones, and he said you get to Friday, you get a little more notoriety, and you get to Friday night even more at that, and I think you got to have a takeaway of this is pretty special. And I can remember back to some of my days early on at another GPAC school at Dort when we made the quarterfinals that one year. That's a pretty special deal, and you're in a pretty elite group of teams when you get to the Final 8.
Well, and you just to get that experience, just like Coach Buttermore said, every step you take gets you more and more experience, and every time you get there, then the athletes realize what it takes to be there and what it takes to get to the next step, and so it just builds on itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was a great run here at the National Volleyball Tournament. It was our pleasure to bring it to you here on KHAS Radio. I want to thank Jill for stepping in tonight. Been sitting up here all week. We thought, well, let's just let her talk, right? And it's good to get that coaching perspective. I think that adds so much to a broadcast. You see things that I know I don't see out there, and the scheming and the game planning, and that's probably one of my biggest takeaways this week, and getting back into the radio side of it is all the game planning that goes into volleyball. It is an incredibly complicated sport.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that, a lot of times you don't really realize, but there's a lot of gaming, there's a lot of, Coach Buttermore said, okay, we got to go watch film on these guys because we haven't seen them play. There's a lot of stuff that goes on, and it was really fun to be here, so thank you very much for finding the headset for me.
Yeah, we found that headset. That's what we needed. Jill Muhe, head volleyball coach coach at Briar Cliff, also on the Pro Beach Tour for 10 years in her career. She's been around a lot of volleyball. Fun to have her along tonight. Thank Mike Will for giving me this opportunity to bring you Bronco Volleyball earlier in the week on The Breeze and now today on AM 1230 KHAS. We hope you enjoyed it back in Hastings, Nebraska, as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you from Sioux City in the Tyson Event Center. We remind you of the final game scores once again tonight in this one. A three-set win for Concordia, California, 25-19, 25-14, 25-19. The Broncos season comes to an end at the national quarterfinals, 30-7 record. Concordia moves on to national semi number one tomorrow at 36-0. For all the updates of the National Volleyball Tournament, go to NAIA.org, go to National Championships and Volleyball. You can follow it all there, keep up with what's going on. If you're in the area, come out and check this out tomorrow. The semis and the National Championship, you won't be disappointed. It's a tremendous volleyball, 10 o'clock and 12:30 on the semis tomorrow, and it will be a 8 o'clock National Championship tomorrow night here at the Tyson Event Center. For Coach Jill Muhey, my name's Corey West, just signing off now from Sioux City, reminding you again, Concordia in 3, 25-19, 14-19. Good evening from the Tyson Event Center and the 33rd Annual NAI National Volleyball Championship. This has been Bronco Volleyball on AM 1230 KHAS.
The following Hastings College National Tournament broadcast is made possible by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters and is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. For more, log on to hastingslake.com.